Flaherty here. It is time for our local hero report with Phil Corman, the executive director for CESA, the community involved in sustaining agriculture. And our local hero this week is Shannon Green of Jay's Wicket in Ware.
Good morning.
Shannon, along with your husband Jason, you are known for a gourmet barbecue sauce, hot sauce. I understand this whole thing was born out of inspiration, right?
Jason, he's a chef, and he came up one day, got creative, made some barbecue sauce. People liked it so much, they kept asking him for bottles of it. You know, it got to be to the point where we were like, hey, maybe we should do this, for real. Mm. Little did we know. It was really important to us to have it be all natural, you know, to locally source as many ingredients as possible. And also, it doesn't have any gluten ingredients. We have a bunch of different flavors, some delicious stuff.
What's your favorite, Phil?
Well, this is where we're suffering because we're not together in the radio station.
I know.
Shannon would have brought like 3 to 5. We would have sat there at 6 a.m. and we would have just really...
I'd love to be doing a sauce tasting with y'all right now.
So that does raise the question, Shannon, like how have things changed for you and Jason in the middle of the pandemic?
The biggest change for us is that we're not able to do events anymore. So we're not doing our sauce tastings, talking with people. We've really, you know, lost that connection. We are doing our online sales still. We've been amazed, actually, at the support people have shown through online sales. And luckily, we have wholesale accounts as well, so those are still going really strong.
You got a long list of stores that you sell to, right? I mean, God, people ought to be able to find you anywhere.
Yeah, we're in just about 30 stores.
You're all the way down into Salem and Marblehead and everything else.
Oh, yeah, yep. And that's another co-op, and they have multiple locations.
Now, your fans, I understand they interact with you on Facebook as to the different ways that they use the sauce.
Oh, yeah. We do have a lot of reviews where people talk about how they use the sauce. But if you want to get even more, you know, intimate with our product and with our community, we have our Jay's Wicked crew on Facebook. We hear things that aren't even necessarily, like, product related. Like, I recently shared my kimchi recipe that I made at the end of the fall. We try to keep in contact with everybody that way.
I'm kind of curious. I know that different things that I've grown in my garden or different foods that I cook in my kitchen then affect what I eat. So, for instance, I eat a lot of garlic, and we started growing hot peppers, and now my palate has gone hotter than it was before. I'm kind of curious for you, Shannon, like what has changed for your palate and how that influences, you know, what you both come up with as new products.
I never was a hot sauce person. That was Jay. But since then, I've weaned my way, and I'm actually able to handle quite a bit of heat, and not just handle it, I enjoy it. I always say to people, too, who are interested in trying hot sauce, but they're a little bit nervous, I started out with the Green Rocket is my favorite flavor, and I would put it in sour cream and make a dip for chips. The sour cream tapered off the heat a little bit. I'm not quite up to the Triple Black, though.
Yeah, that's the one, right? Yeah. Some people like to breathe fire when they have barbecue. I was wondering about that. The Triple Black Reapers, that's got to be the one, right?
Yeah, believe it or not, that one is not hot enough for some people.
Really?
I mean, it's not, we don't go for just pure heat. We're going for flavor. We want it to be enjoyable and something, you know, you could add to your meals and not totally ruin it.
Now, I have a question that has been burning in my mind all morning long. Wicked butt rub? Talk to me.
Okay, so the butt rub, that's like our, essentially like a dry rub version of our original barbecue. That's one of our most popular products. And personally, I like to eat it on popcorn.
Ooh.
Good, just throw some olive oil on there, it sticks right to it.
Now, when Jay is doing these things, when he's developing new flavors and all that, is he like a mad scientist or something?
He would probably like that. He's definitely a science-minded person, which is what makes us good because I'm the opposite. I think he just gets creative, and sometimes we'll be talking about something and it will spark something of an idea and he kind of goes with it. Sometimes things don't work out, but that's how you create something really delicious. Now that we're growing, we're focusing more on trying to help with our like salt and sugar content. It's really interesting to taste something with absolutely no sugar in it or no salt.
So what are some of the new products you're going to be rolling out?
This is something a lot of people have asked for, which is a sugar-free barbecue. We're hoping to roll that out this year. We're going to do a honey-free version of our cider tonic. We're going to be doing expanding our line of spice blends.
Shannon Green is our local hero of this week. She's the co-owner, along with husband Jason, of Jay's Wicked in Ware. That sounds like kind of a Boston expression there, wicked.
We ultimately decided to call it Jay's Wicked just because it flows with the New England tone, and it also kind of helps you realize, you know, you might be getting yourself into something here. And it's wicked good, so.
Yes, the skull on the on the label might help with that, yes.
jayswicked.com. We're on there and Instagram as well. Our handles are at Jay's Wicked.
But I would encourage people, if you go to your food store and it doesn't have Jay's Wicked, like, ask the store if they would pick up some for you.
And I want to add to that, I really just want to express our gratitude, actually, towards all of our loyal customers. A lot of businesses are having a really hard time right now. We've been so lucky to have people supporting our product, and I don't think people realize, you know, how buying our product, even though it's just a little bottle of barbecue sauce, they're really supporting all the farms that we work with. They're supporting their local economy and local agriculture, and you're really making an impact, and we really, really appreciate it.
Shannon Green has been our local hero for this week, with her husband Jason, owns at Jay's Wicked in Ware, and they've got all kinds of gourmet barbecue sauce, hot sauce, and spicy blends. Shannon, it's been great talking to you.
Thanks so much, Bob.
Thank you so much.
BuyLocalFood.org. Bye, everybody.
Bye.